This episode brought to you by Correlation and SwitchThink Solutions.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier we covered CU Insight's latest mini-con, their a few hour conference that they hold periodically throughout the year. And this one had the theme of refuel, and it's we're refueling for 2022. And yeah, as usual, they knock it out of the park with some great content. And in their opening keynote was presented by Mr. Antonio Neves. Everybody knows Antonio in our industry. He's a great conference host. I think he hosts GAC. He's also a business trainer, leadership trainer, speaker, author, you name it. He's done it and he's still doing it. So, and he gave a great kind of a pep talk to kick things off for the conference today. And in this particular clip, he talked about having day one energy, play to win, play and don't play not to lose. And we also said, don't live your life at 35 miles per hour. So he explains that in this clip. So check it out.
Interview. You found out you were a finalist for the position you are in right now. Think about the day you found out that you got the job, how fired up you were, how excited you were. You couldn't wait to put in that 2-week notice. You brought day one energy on day one, week one, month one, even year one. But now the question I have for all of us right now is, are we still bringing that day one energy? Are we still holding up our end of the bargain of the job that we accepted? Are we still encouraging others, those talented men and women that we work with, to bring that day one energy, that same excitement? What I'm challenging all of us to do right now, and we have to do this on a regular basis, is to recommit. To recommit to what we signed up for. You know, in today's day and age, we talk so much about the word commitment. You have to commit. You have to commit. But one thing we don't talk enough about is how important it is to recommit. And guess what? You have to recommit every single day. Commitment is not a one-time thing. To ensure that we're playing to win, one thing we have to do with that day one energy is play to win. If you happen to be a sports fan like I am, I love watching college football and NFL football. Have you ever saw a game and your team that you just love, the first half comes to an end and the score is 30-0. Your team is up 30-0 at halftime. But then something very interesting happens. It's the fourth quarter. There's only 2 minutes left to go in the game. At halftime, you are up 30-0. Now the score is 30-28. The game is on the line. What happened? In the first half, the team came out playing to win. In the second half, the team came out playing not to lose. Those are two different ways to approach life. Those are two different ways to approach our work. So how are you showing up right now? Are you still playing to win? Or are you encouraging your team to play to win? Or are you playing not to lose? I have the privilege and the honor to coach many talented men and women in the credit union industry and beyond. These are talented people with titles like director, vice president, senior vice president, and beyond. And by the time they find me, something interesting happens. They get that job that they always wanted. They're the director, they're the manager, they're the vice president, etc. But once they get that job, something weird happens. They stop playing to win and they start playing not to lose. All of the things that they did to get that job, guess what? They stop doing them once they get the job. They're holding on to dear life. And the work that I do with them and the way I'm encouraging you right now, I invite you to identify some of those things that got you to where you are. Some of those things that you have stopped doing. And ask yourself, if I reintroduce some of those things, maybe not all of those things, but if you reintroduce some of those things, what difference, what positive difference could it make in the work that you do? When I think about day one energy, when I think about playing to win, it makes me think about the sports cars I see driving around Los Angeles all the time. Every single day, it's hard to miss not seeing a Lamborghini, not seeing a Ferrari, not seeing a Bugatti. And most times when I see them, they're moving pretty fast. But imagine, just imagine for a quick second, you owned one of these sports cars, that Lamborghini, that Ferrari. Now imagine if you only drove it at 35 miles per hour. Can you imagine owning a Lamborghini? and only driving it at 35 miles per hour. That's not what they are built for. But unfortunately, so many of us are living 35 mile per hour lives. We're having 35 mile per hour careers. I'm inviting you right now. In fact, I'm challenging all of you right now to be willing to shift gears. You have more gears available to you than you know. I invite you to use them, to test them, especially right now when we're so close to the year coming to the end, when people start to phone it in, when people start saying, you know what, I'll eat better starting in January. When people start saying, you know what, I will work out more starting in January. You know what, I'll show up more at the office starting in January. No, I'm going to invite you to start doing that right now. What I'm really talking about for all of us when it comes to being better and bolder is having that willingness to be the example. In this day and age, we're really good at pointing the finger at everyone else. We're so good at pointing the finger at our bosses, at our managers, at politicians, at the community, at scientists. We can go so many different ways. We're good at pointing the finger at everyone else, but very rarely are we willing to point the finger at ourselves and ask us a very simple question and challenging question, and that is, are we in a place of life at work where we are settling, or are we in a place when we are actively contributing? Those are two different ways to show up in life. Those are two different ways to show up in our work. Those are two different ways to show up in our relationships. Have we settled, or are we actively contributing? Ask your manager, ask your team, they'll let you know. Ask your community, they'll let you know. If you happen to be married and have a spouse, hey, you want to have some fun tonight? Ask them, hey, honey, have I settled in how I show up in this relationship, or am I still actively contributing like I once did during the courting process?
Thank you very much, Antonio, and stay tuned for more coverage of CU Insights MiniCon right here on CU Broadcast. This episode brought to you by Correlation and SwitchThink Solutions.